Welcome to Fun and Fundraising, everybody, the podcast where we talk with people behind top nonprofit galas and signature fundraising events to showcase how they positively transform their communities. I'm your host, Rob Giardinelli. And today I'm really excited to have two really fun special guests on. So we have Dr. Susan Blaney, who is the director of the Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Centers. And we also have Shelley Hendry. And she is a co-chair of one of Texas Children's Hospital's upcoming signature fundraising events. And it's called An Evening with Legends. And it is a really special, magical, bespoke, really concert performed by music legend David Foster and his wife, Catherine McPhee. I had the good fortune of experiencing one of these a few years ago, and it truly is one of those events where I, you know, still talk about it many years later. So I thought it would be great to bring these folks on, you know, to talk about, you know, the organization, talk about the event, and talk about what it makes to make a great event, because you can bring in all the talent, but you have to have the people and the talent within the organization and within the event around it to make everything shine. So with that, Dr. Blaney and Shelley, welcome. And we're so excited to have you both on as guests today.
Thanks, thank you so much.
So, you know, Dr. Blaney, I want to start with you. Can you talk about a little bit about what the mission of Texas Children's Hospital is?
So Texas Children is a really special hospital, and it's here to create a healthier future for children and women throughout our global community. And what we really strive to do is lead not only in patient care, but also in education and research to pave the way for future discoveries so that we can all benefit from health.
Fantastic. Now, I know, you know, we were talking a little bit before, you know, we went live here, and you have been with the organization for quite some time. So talk a little bit about how you initially got involved with Texas Children's and, you know, kind of your journey and path over the last few decades, really, of, you know, your growth within the organization.
So I was recruited here almost 30 years ago when they were looking to build the Cancer and Hematology Center. And so the my mentor, Dr. David Popple, to grow Texas Children's Cancer Center into a premier cancer center. And when I got here, there were about 8 faculty in the cancer center, and now we have 200. And that is bigger than some departments of pediatrics and pediatric hospitals. But the reason we have so many is that we are dedicated to research and to improving the cure rates and outcomes for children with cancer and life-threatening blood disorders. And it really takes a whole army of people to do that.
Wow. So, you know,
phenomenal. I say it, Texas Children's is a place that if you have a vision, you can make it become a reality.
So, you know, I'm glad that you brought up kind of how you started as a team of 8 and now you're an army really of 200. What is the secret to making sure that you're hiring team and talent around you that allows you to cohesively convey the mission of the organization?
You have to have a culture that is collaborative and recognizes the value of teamwork. And that's from everything that we do. The research that we do, the patient care, the education. We are so dedicated to the patients and families that we treat. And many, many people who work here could get a job that pays a lot more money, but because they care about what we do, and it's like a big family working together for the same thing. And that's what makes this place so special.
Fantastic. And that's, you know, that's really kind of what you basically just said is basically passion over profit. And when you have a team that really fulfills that mission, it'll really allows the organization to shine. So thank you so much for sharing that. And Shelley, I'd love to hear how you all got involved with the organization, because you and your family really do so much for Houston. I mean, I really cannot even count the ways that you and your family have made such a positive impact on, you know, one of the largest cities in the world. Talk a little bit about how you initially became involved with TCH.
Well, I am the mother of 4 children, and I am so proud every time I go to the pediatrician with one of them that I am still with, we are still with the same pediatrician that walked into the hospital with my, now today is her birthday, 22-year-old daughter, is still our pediatrician. So, and we've been with TCH for so long, it's just a part of our family. And as you alluded to, my father and my stepmother have been so very involved in the Texas Medical Center. And our largest donation was to Texas Children's for the Legacy Tower recently. And my late father, he was so passionate about cancer research. And it just trickled down to my brother, Stuart, and I, and our families, that's what's important in life. It doesn't matter how much money you have and all the nice things that you can buy with that money. What matters is what you can do for your community and for people in need. And that was something that he instilled in our family. And hopefully I'm helping to instill in my children as well, is how important it is to pay it forward. And Texas Children's is such an incredible community centered, but also world renowned organization. And it's just important that we take care of the people around us. So that's just been a family mission of ours for a long time.
You know, thank you for sharing that. And there's actually, I've got several ways I could definitely go with this. But one thing that you talked about was passion. What about cancer and the curing of cancer? Where does that passion in your whole family reside from? Because your father really was a visionary just in so many realms, philanthropy included. What really drove his passion with that over so many other things that he could have been passionate about?
Well, gosh, I remember in the 80s, when I was a teenager, my dad had bladder cancer. And although I didn't understand the full scope of it, I just remember how scared he was and what an impact that made on him. And to see him go through that and now realizing, looking back, I mean, how scary must that have been for him? So that was definitely a part of his story, and it was ingrained in him that he survived. And so now it was his turn to help other people. My mom, unfortunately, was diagnosed with breast cancer. And she was miraculously survived 11 years with breast cancer. And we were so fortunate to be able to have her meet our youngest son, Andrew. I'm so grateful for all the doctors in the medical center. So cancer really has been a part of our family's history, unfortunately, and it's so scary. But also just the help that they received and the support that they received from the Texas Medical Center and was incredible and gave our family more life to live and grandma and grandpa to meet the children. So that was something that has really resonated with me, that my kids got to meet and get to know both of their grandparents.
Wow. So
why we're so involved with cancer research.
That, you know, thank you for sharing that. And I did not realize that, you know, both mm-hmm. of your parents had, you know, varying forms of cancer and your father, you know, when he was much younger. And, you know, what I do want to ask is, you know, Houston has so many world-renowned medical facilities. What made your family decide that TCH would be the organization that your family would put the most, you know, put the most financial and human capital resources behind it?
Oh gosh, we would have to get Dr. Poplock on to talk about the history of why and where. My dad was just such a forefront of thinking about the medical center and making sure that it was developing appropriately for our city. And that's a really great question, because he had quite a few places that he put his money where his mouth was, you know, and he had a big mouth, so and a lot of money.
Anyone who knows Lester knows that. Exactly.
I think some of that history was really that the investment in childhood cancer research. I mean, children are our future, right?
Absolutely.
Pediatrics has led the way in working together as a cancer community, both locally as well as nationally and globally, and improving the cure rates for childhood cancer. And the research that we do in pediatric oncology doesn't just benefit children, it also benefits adults. The cancers are very different, but there's commonalities in terms of the genes and the pathways and the approach that you take. And so I think just that inspiration was part of the conversations that Dr. Poplack had with Shelley's father at the time.
So thank you for sharing about Dr. Papa, because he really is a legend. And for those who are listening or who are not familiar with him, Dr. Blaney, can you talk a little bit more about him?
Sure. So Dr. Poplack was the mentor that I, in our conversations earlier, I alluded to part of the reason that I'm here. He was the deputy director at the pediatric branch at the National Cancer Institute. And he led that program for many, many years with another legend in the field, Dr. Pizzo. And the chair of pediatrics, Dr. Feigen, recruited Dr. Poplack here to develop the cancer center at Texas Children's into a premier cancer center. And I have to say, Dr. Poplack, who's originally from Boston and the East Coast, was never going to move to a place like Texas. But when he got to know the institution and learn about the community and the generosity and the support that the Houston community rallies around the Texas Medical Center and around Texas Children's. It's really a gem of our community. And so that is what brought Dr. Poplack here.
You know, that's interesting. And, you know, I can speak as a Northeaster myself who moved to Texas. There's just a welcomingness to Texans. You know, they really do welcome all folks. And I would say of all the Texas cities, Houston is definitely probably the most welcoming of other people. And I think I read somewhere that like there's even more languages spoken now in Houston than in New York. There's just such a welcoming nature, you know, to the city. And, you know, and that's kind of what to me makes Houston so much fun. And with that, I definitely want to talk a little bit more now about the upcoming event that you all have, which is an evening with legends and, you know, signature fundraising events. So Dr. Blaney, I'd like for each of you to answer this, but we'll start with Dr. Blaney. But what's the key to having a good relationship between an organization and the event chairs and the event committee to really create such a dynamic event that benefits the community, but also really gets your organization and team engaged?
I think those best synergies come when the chairs of the events know the institution, they're passionate about what we do. And they also know that we are going to be good stewards of the resources that result from the event, because you have to have that trust and faith and know that it's going to benefit so many, you know, the research that we do, the proceeds and that investment is going to have a huge return at the end of the road. So it's really that trust and that passion that are key.
That's fantastic. And, you know, Shelley, you and your family have so much trust and passion, as we've talked about with this. You know, what makes you all, you know, whether it's you or your stepmother or whomever it is, what makes you say, yes, I'm going to chair this event and help this organization?
I think that this is such an incredible organization with such a strong mission, and the vision for Houston is so important. There is a top-notch group of people behind the scenes at Texas Children's who care not just about their job, but about forwarding their mission and the communication that they bring to this team has been really fun for me to work with. They're letting me get involved behind the scenes with it, with some fun stuff with the event that I'm really enjoying the details of. But really, it's just about the team behind the scenes believing in what they're doing. And that passion of theirs is infectious. And it's just such a fun thing for me to be involved in, to board my dad's thoughts on Texas Children's.
You know, what you're talking about there is, you know, your family has invested in it, and that, you know, that's a big part of it. But you both have really said the thing about trust, and that trust on both sides is really key and really important, and the passion behind it to really make it shine. So I actually thought your answer was really, it was really brilliant. You were going in exactly the right direction that I thought, you know, that I thought you would all, you know, you would go into with that. And, you know, with that, you know, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, donors and putting your money where your mouth is, as Shelley was saying, said earlier in such a good, fun way. And Dr. Blaine, I want to start with you. So, you know, obviously the Smiths and the Hendrys are very, you know, very generous with their, you know, with their time and their resources with Texas Children's. Talk a little bit more about what is the key to getting other major donors, so that it's more, because I always like to say all the greatest parties and all the greatest events, they're ensemble pieces. So you have to have multiple major donors to really make an event shine. So Dr. Hendry, Dr. Blaney, I would
Thank
love
you for that,
you.
But no, that's not true.
Dr. Blaney, could you talk a little bit about, you know, what is the key to getting major donors to connect and give to an organization like Texas Children's?
So I think Texas Children's makes it easy because of, you know, everybody has children. And so that resonates. We were all children, right? It's just the health, our future. But I think the thing is that you have to connect with the people. What is our track record? What do we want to do? And it's that communication and that feedback to know that that investment is going to make a difference, not just today and not just locally, but beyond that. It's going to impact so many children, families, future children, future generations. But then how is it going to impact them? What have we done? There's so many things, but communicating that succinctly and having them see the value, I think is key.
Fantastic. And really, it's, you know, what you're saying is, you know, and you've been doing this for a long time, and a lot of it is because you've been doing it for a long time, and there's been a consistency in leadership for such a long time. You know, your presence in knowing that there's been a steady hand for 30 years at an organization also really is something that compels organizations to give. And that really, I think, is a perfect accent and punctuation to what you were talking about track record, because your track record really is unparalleled in terms of, you know, medical leaders within Texas. So, you know, I'm really glad that you share, you know, you shared that piece. And, you know, with that, Shelley, I'd love for you, you know, because you're a major donor yourself, you know, what is the key to getting other major donors to support what it is that you're doing? And I know that your family in particular has been good in reciprocating in kind. So I'd love for you to talk a little bit more about how you get those other major donors to connect to an event you're tied to.
Well, listen, cancer is serious, and an event, we want that event to be fun, but it needs to connect to your heart. And if you're going to give your hard-earned money, you want to see that it is going somewhere where you, again, can trust that the people will be good stewards of your money. And so having a personal connection with cancer, obviously, is the reason we got involved. And also, Houstonians are so fun and so generous and so kind. And this is a big deal. Texas Children's Cancer Center is a really big deal, and it makes us proud to be Houstonians. And so giving your money to an organization that is world renowned, that, and then also being able to get to go to such a fun event. Texas Children's, they put on such fun events. We've been going to these events for so long, and musically or sports oriented, it's fun to see your friends, but mostly it's about that connection and being in a place where you know you're going to make a difference.
You know, so that was a great answer. And what I loved most about that answer, I had, you know, I've long said that there's really three components to any successful event. And you literally talked about all three of them in one answer. And it's the wow, you know, and the wow is obviously having a music legend like David Foster there. Mm-hmm. It's the fun, which Houston does in a way nobody else does, honestly. And also the most important key, the heart that you were talking about, and that you're bringing, you know, some good emotion into it. And the combination of all three of those things is really something that allows to shine. And I had the good fortune of going, because I know Texas Children's is expanding into Austin, and got to go to one of the Christmas parties you all had. And it was really, like you said, it was a fun, interesting mix of people. And they really put on a great and spectacular event. And, you know, I love that it conveys to really any event that the organization does. And with that, Dr. Blaney, I would love for you, you know, one thing in creating a fun event is a fun event also breeds like some things like having a devoted following. So what is something that an organization can do to create a devoted following to, you know, its fundraising events that really makes maximum impact on a community?
I think what we try to do is keep people engaged, not just for the event, but in between the events, right? And to realize the impact of what these events have on children with cancer, children with life-threatening blood disorders, whatever it is. But that engagement in between, that communication in between, we value them. And so it's not just this one time once a year that we say hello and thank you. It's all the time in between and communicating what benefits have been reaped from their contributions.
You know, I'm glad you're talking about the nurturing. You know, what's a good way that you or an organization can help nurture those relationships with folks on a year-round basis?
You know, there's so many different ways, and every individual is different, whether they want to have something in the mail or by social media or a phone call or update, a written update. So we try to communicate in all the ways that we can, but there are, and try to tailor them as best we can to their specific needs and wants of the individuals.
Well, that is such an important point, because people do receive information in different ways. And I love that you even brought something like social media. Sometimes just a social media shout out is enough for some people. And it's just, some people just want to be acknowledged and other people want to be more deeply involved, like if they want a written report. So I love that you really showcase kind of the spectrum of all the different ways of communication, and they're all effective depending on, you know, depending on the person. And you know, Shelley, I'm really excited to ask this question of you, just because your family is, you know, this are legendarily fun. What is one way that you all, what is one thing that you do or your family does to really create devoted followings for really any fundraising or any sort of endeavor that you do that has, that you're sure and you're almost guaranteed that the fund's going to be delivered every single time that you show up?
Music and dancing are so important. Dr. Blaney and I both are ballroom dancers. I haven't ballroom danced in a while, but I was so surprised to see her at one of my daughter's events a while back. And so I don't know if you all knew that about both of us. And that was something that my dad and Sue were very involved in as well. So being the life of the party, being able to walk into the room and be like, I'm here, y'all, let's go dance. you know, you're going to get a fun event with the Smiths or the Smith Hendrys. And I'm so excited for David Foster and Catherine McPhee. I don't know if everybody realizes how incredible these people are. David Foster has produced and directed and written songs for people like Michael Jackson, Celine Dion, Whitney Houston, Stevie Wonder. It's just, I'm so stinking excited about this event because we are going to get a show that you really only get to see every once in a while. This man is so incredibly talented. And to be combined with what we get to do at this event, which is raise funds for sick kids, that's so important. And what a better way for us all to get involved with fun music and dancing and fun friends and being able to feel like you're making a difference. That I think is so important. And like I said before, Houstonians, we're fun. We're generous. We know how to dress. We know how to dance, and we're going to stay up late and have fun. So,
no doubt. And I want to piggyback on something Shelley said. So if you are in Generation X, so and I mentioned at the top of the show, I had the good fortune of going to this type of event that David Foster did years ago. And if you're in Generation X, it was like listening to a soundtrack of your childhood. It was
for sure
after song that gave good feeling. And I can't remember. And I think that's probably why I remember it so fondly. All those songs gave me good feelings for so many different reasons. And you're absolutely right, Shelley, about music being such a critical component to the success of an event because it's all about feeling, and music makes people feel good.
And the fact that he and his wife are doing this together, Catherine McPhee, I don't know if everyone knows, she was a runner up on American Idol in 2006, I believe. And they she's an adorably talented musical singer, and they share a son together as well. So I can't wait to see the charisma between the two of them. And maybe he'll do some serenading. I don't know. Dr. Plenty, what do you think?
Yay, there we go.
Now that would be new. Because
be a fun evening.
Yeah. Well, the one I went to, it was before he was married to Catherine. So it was a different singer. So it'll be a whole new different chemistry this time. So it will be like, you know, experiencing a whole new show, even though you'll have kind of the soundtrack, you know, the soundtrack there. And I'm glad we're talking about David and Catherine because, you know, one essential piece to a lot of really good fundraisers is having a celebrity or a high profile person at the event. And you both have experience dealing with lots of folks, maybe in different realms. So I'd like each of you, starting with Dr. Blaney, to offer, what's a piece of advice you give to an organization looking to engage a celebrity or a high profile person at their signature fundraising event?
Well, obviously, it has to be somebody who resonates with your community and also is so highly respected and beyond talented, right? These are icons. And I think those things is knowing who your audience is, but on what is going to resonate with them, because that is just first and foremost brings people into the door in addition to the good cause, right? But I think it's key.
Absolutely. And Shelley, I would love your thoughts on, because I know you've dealt with many a high profile person, you know, in your life. What's the key to really engaging a person and having them at, you know, your signature fundraiser or gala?
Well, a development team behind the scenes with good networking capabilities and longevity of those people in the organization who know how to do their job, you know, like I said, networking, having those connections. And then also the high profile person having a connection to the event and that person having a big heart and saying yes to an event because it's such a worthwhile cause. And I was reading up on David's philanthropic nature behind the scenes, and he is very committed to the medical community in Canada, I believe. So I think that Texas Children's resonated with him, and this just knowing how important it is to heal sick kids. So again, networking and connections and having the right people who know the right people.
And well, I love that you said that. And you both said connection. The one through line of that is that whomever you ask, that's a high profile person, they have to connect to the cause in some way. And it, you know, I'm glad you bring that up, because I know of people that have headlined celebrity events, and sometimes they don't raise $100,000, because there's not that connection. The development team hasn't done their homework. They haven't connected with the right person with the cause. And you know, as Shelley mentioned, David Foster has a lot of passion about the medical field, and he is a native Canadian, for anyone who doesn't know that. And that's why he's so passionate about the cause there. But it also, he lives in the United States. So obviously, you know, that conveys, you know, all throughout North America, not just in Canada. So I'm really glad that, you know, you brought that piece up. And, you know, what that really all ties into is raising a lot of funds for a really great cause. And, you know, Dr. Blaney, I'd love for you to share, what the proceeds from this year's Evening with Legends will go towards, and how it helps you and your team in the research and the work that you do.
Yeah, so the proceeds will go to our research. What we focus on is finding cures for the most difficult to treat cancers, as well as developing treatments that are less toxic than today's treatment for cancer. So we've made tremendous progress in curing childhood cancers, over 80% today. However, 20% of them aren't cured. So that means 2 in every 10 children. And for some types of tumors, we don't have curative therapy. So that's our first focus, a cure for every child. But we want those cures not to have long, either short-term life-threatening side effects or lifelong effects, which many treatments today have. And so there is a lot of work to do, and it takes teams and teams of scientists. Science has changed dramatically over the past 30 years, and the data and the precision and just the discovery. The body is very complex. Tumors are very complex. So it takes a lot of people to do this. And all of the dollars, all of the proceeds from this event will go to cancer research. And we're so fortunate to be able to have that happen.
Fantastic. And that's, you know, it just goes to show, you know, the great work that you do. And I like how you really mentioned, you know, finding cures is a balance, because sometimes a cure may have side effects. And it's really finding one that doesn't. And, you know, with children, it's a little harder, because, you know, it's, you're finding cures for them at a young age, and they may, as adults, there may be side effects later on. So, you know, really, you know, I love how you really kind of detailed that, you know, so thoughtfully. And, you know, with that, you know, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, and Shelley, I'd like for you to, you know, to answer this. You know, obviously, you know, David Foster and Catherine McPhee are, the headline of the event, but it's just one part of a really, really spectacular evening. So tell us what are some things that people can expect at this year's An Evening with Legends, in addition to the concert?
For this event, it's, for me, it's about fun, connecting with people that you haven't seen in a while, getting to wear something fun that you can feel like you're going into a piano bar if you want to. Even though it's on a Tuesday night, it's going to feel like a Saturday night, because we're going to have such fun music and always great food at the Post Oak. And so walking into the room, seeing people that you haven't seen in a while, being excited for music that will move you and remind you of your youth or your 20s or your 30s, and having so much fun while seeing people you haven't seen in a while, also knowing that you're doing such a good thing for people in need and helping to raise money for cancer research. What a plus, what a bonus for us to be able to be involved in an event like this.
Fantastic. And really, that's the cherry on top of the sundae, is the fun always. So, you know, I know we're about out of time here, so I want to conclude with one question I'd like for each of you to answer. And we'll start with Dr. Blaney. What is one thing all successful events have in common?
When people leave the room, they feel that they've done, really benefited a tremendous cause. They feel how fortunate they are, and that through their fortune, they are able to advance the outcomes for those who are less fortunate. And at the same time, they get to be with their family. I mean, even though there's 800 people or hopefully in the room, we have people that come year after year after year, and people connect with that. It's like being, you know, a family reunion every year. So not only is it that you're giving to a good cause, but then again, you're doing it with your friends and your family.
Fantastic. And Shelly, I have a feeling I know what the answer is going to be, but I want you to share, you know, what's the one thing all successful events have in common?
On your drive home from the event, you're thinking, I cannot wait to go next year. And I cannot wait to see what they come up with next year, because that was so fun. And also feeling good that you made a connection to a cause that is so very important, and it lifts your heart to know that you have done something, even if it's just a tiny something, that you can feel good and move on with your day and with your life, knowing that you did something to help someone in need, is so important. And just being able to think back and have such fond memories, and you can't wait to come back next year.
And you don't want the night to end.
Exactly. Exactly.
And in Houston, there have been so many epic nights that go until 6 a.m.
And one more thing. Yes. When the party looks like it's about to be over, but then you look and the dance floor is completely full, that is a successful event. Instead of people sneaking out at the last minute to get to the valet line, instead they stay and dance a few more songs. That's a fun event for me.
Absolutely. And that's a mic drop moment, you know, pun intended, for all of this. So, you know, Dr. Blaney, Shelly, I mean, what each of you do individually and collectively really is an inspiration to me. So I cannot thank the two of you enough for the time today. So thank you both so much for being here.
Thank you, Rob. We hope to see you there.
Oh, I hope to be there.
For sure.
Thank you all. And the Texas Children's Hospitals and Evening with Legends will be on May 7th, 2024 at the Post Oak Hotel in Houston, Texas. For more information, please visit waystogive.texaschildrens.org. And that will do it for this episode of Fun and Fundraising. I'm your host, Rob Giardinelli, reminding you to keep it fun, keep it interesting, and your guests will have a great time. Have a great day, everyone, and take care.